This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. Spring Grove Village borders several neighborhoods, such as Northside and Clifton. It's known for Spring Grove Cemetery and Arboretum. Formerly called Winton Place, the neighborhood has recently been going through some changes. And joining us to talk about Spring Grove Village, its history and community, and the new developments are board member of the Spring Grove Village Community Council, Philip Murphy, and treasurer of the Village Development Corporation, Stephen Mingus. You can join us at 513-419-7100. You can email talk at wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. And Stephen and Phil, thanks for being here this afternoon.
Thanks for having us. It's a pleasure.
So, Phil, if I'm going to describe to somebody, where is Spring Grove Village? How do you tell people where it's at?
Spring Grove Village is just east of Northside, and the primary route through the neighborhood is Winton Road.
Okay, so you're sitting right off of, it sits right off I-75, right?
That's correct, just about a mile or half a mile to a mile off 75.
From the Mitchell Avenue exit.
Mm-hmm. Okay, how many people in Spring Grove Village?
There's about 2,500 people that live in the neighborhood.
Okay, and this is what, it's a 2-square-mile roughly in size neighborhood?
Yeah, it's not very large.
That includes Spring Grove Cemetery.
Which takes up quite a bit of space.
Yep.
How big of a draw is the cemetery for the community?
It really is quite a significant draw. Obviously, people will see the businesses as they come to and from the cemetery. And if they drive any of the side streets, they get a sense of the housing stock in the neighborhood as well.
And Spring Grove is, if I remember right, it's the second largest cemetery in the country?
That is correct.
I believe it.
Mm-hmm. Stephen, tell us how Spring Grove Village got its start. It wasn't initially called Spring Grove Village. That's a rather recent development. But how did the community start in the first place?
Oh, well, it started back in the late 1800s. It was a suburb of Cincinnati. So it started with people wanting to not live in the urban environment, moving out there. There was a racetrack for horses that was along Salway Park, which is now on Spring Grove Avenue. And it was just a quiet residential spot. If you were leaving Union Terminal, taking trains up to the north, our station would have been the next station outside of the actual city of Cincinnati. And we actually were annexed by the city in 1903. And from there, it's gone through time and, a lot of the changes that the city has gone through in general.
And you mentioned that it had a horse track there. There was an amusement park at one time, wasn't there?
Yeah, I think that it was all part of, I don't remember what they called it, Chester Park.
Right.
It was a racetrack and park down there. You can kind of see if you go to that park, Salway Park, it's you can see the shape of it still there.
513-419-7100 if you would like to join us in our conversation. Or you can email talk at wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. So, Phil, how much has the community grown over the years?
Actually, the community has grown almost not at all. It had somewhat more business within its boundaries previously. The business environment today is mostly industrial. Fairly little services like groceries and such. But actually, the community, the overall housing stock and the size of the population has changed really quite little over time.
Mm-hmm. Who was the another historical question? I hope this isn't a stumper. The architect.
Samuel Hannaford,
okay, designed a lot of the houses that are in Spring Grove Village?
Yeah, I think you could almost say he was instrumental in it becoming what it was, because after he had done a lot of his larger projects downtown, City Hall, Music Hall, his name became very prominent, and people were thinking, oh, I've got enough money, I want to build a large house out here in this quiet part of town, let's have him go build it. So he did a lot, and then he ended up, he built a couple churches there. A lot of the buildings that are in Spring Grove Cemetery, the mausoleums and such. And then he ended up building his own house there on at the corner of Derby and Winton Road, which recently sold to somebody who's intending to renovate it substantially.
So the community hasn't changed a whole lot over the years, but you have been going through some changes recently. There are some new developments that are occurring. Phil and Stephen, can you talk about what's happening in Spring Grove Village?
Well, there is something of a business revival. There were a lot of empty buildings and empty lots along West Mitchell Avenue and along Estee, as you know, West Mitchell turns into Estee Avenue at that point. So that's significant, and we also are interested in promoting business in the area. We think a lot of businesses will benefit from having at least some employees within walking distance of where they work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and also part of getting into our work with the Village Development Corporation, as Northside is becoming very, very prominent and really growing and exploding, the housing prices have gone up substantially. And so we're finding a lot of interest in our neighborhood as kind of you want to be near that, and yet the housing stock in our neighborhood, you still have a lot of ability to buy low and renovate up to the level that you want and to kind of make the additions and changes that you're looking for. But you still have nearly identical housing stock in terms of what's available, the actual shells of the houses. So we're definitely seeing a renaissance of people being interested in looking at our neighborhood, whereas perhaps 3 years ago, 4 years ago, people...
They would have said that's the home of Spring Grove Cemetery, and that was
yeah,
probably it.
Sure, yeah. Is there a neighborhood there? Yeah.
So tell us a little bit more about the Village Development Corporation and the work that it's doing, Steve.
Well, one big thing that we're getting started on... we got started in 1981, so we've been around for quite a while and working to maintain the housing stock in the neighborhood, especially when houses would be abandoned, trying to keep them up to par and then sold to single owner-occupant purchasers. So lately, as we've been experiencing this bit of the renaissance of interest, we've been thinking that maybe we need to move forward with taking stuff to the next level, not so much up to where the par of the street, but what can, you know, the potential really be. So we've been starting on a project that we're calling Reorient, which is focused on one street in Spring Grove Village, Orient Avenue. And I think there's probably about 6 or 7 blighted houses along it. And there is a cul-de-sac at the end where people have been curb hopping into the neighborhood. And so our intention is to get all of the houses renovated and then sold off, redo landscaping along the end, do a lot of streetscape projects to kind of make the street feel more coherent, and then use that entire project as a jumping off point to working in the neighborhood at large.
Now, I've heard this described as a three-pronged attack.
Yes.
You just laid out 3 points there. Are those the three prongs?
Yeah, the housing, the cul-de-sac, and the... Well, the third prong is actually... The streetscape's all one. The third prong is... When we started, we had done some interviews with people along the street, and they said, you know, I would really like to renovate my house, but I don't know, you know, I live next to this vacant building. I don't think that I want to invest that kind of money. So the third prong is going to be working with existing homeowners to have micro grants where we can have matching micro grants so that they can get these projects done on the exterior of houses that they were looking for.
So there's also a community garden. That's one of the projects, right? Yeah.
Yes, on Chickering Avenue, there is a community garden, and people apply for portions of it to raise their own vegetables in the summertime. Now, if I might add on this Reorient project, Orient Avenue, one side of the street backs up onto the businesses along Estee Avenue. And we are hoping that one of the big changes will be to improve the security for those businesses, because those businesses have a large list of complaints for their security being breached by people coming up the quiet street of Orient and breaking through their security fence. So we're hoping that will make a difference.
How long have you lived in Spring Grove?
In total, 19 years.
19. What drew you to the community? What do you really like about it?
Well, it's an odd story. I lived in Northside for 9 years, my wife and I. And one day I was working in the yard, and my wife drove up and said, "Hop in, I want to show you something." We drove to an open house on Hand Avenue in what was then Winton Place. And looked like a nice house. She says, "Why don't we make an offer?" And I said, "What do we do with the house we live in now?" She said, "We'll figure something out." And indeed we did. And then 4 years ago, we moved exactly one block up the street on the same street. So we liked the place.
What about you, Steve? How long have you been there?
I'll be going on 2 years coming up in November. We had also been residents of Northside, my wife and I, and looking to purchase a house, and were priced out of. There was maybe two or three houses in the neighborhood that either didn't require a lot of work or that was in our price range. And my wife expanded the search out a little bit, and we found the house that we ended up buying. And we said, oh, my God, it's so gorgeous. Look at this beautiful old house. It's built in 1903. And I said, oh, I don't know. I don't know about over there. Do we really want to move over there? I don't know. So we would go around and look around and walk the neighborhood, and it really stuck out to us. And so I will say that it was the house that we purchased that really was the magnet.
Now, you mentioned something too, Phil, about the name change. It used to be Winton Place, and now it's Spring Grove Village. When did the name change take place?
Name change was about 5 years ago, maybe five or six. And the impetus was the local TV stations pretty consistently confused Winton Place and Winton Terrace. And, of course, Winton Terrace is a public housing project. It does have unique difficulties, including a much higher crime rate than we're accustomed to. So we were concerned about that, essentially creating an inappropriate sense of what Winton Place was.
Right, there's confusion over them. And that's why. Okay.
Sure.
Changed from Winton Place to Spring Grove Village in 2007. What are the challenges that the community faces?
Really, we have probably the biggest challenge is the same challenge which would exist in any urban neighborhood, and that is trying to get people to think in terms of this as where they're going to live, where they're going to interact with their neighbors, and to have a good environment to raise their children.
It's in terms of the Village Development Corporation, the big problem that we're facing is we have properties that are owned by absentee owners who whether they got it through an estate or whatever. They don't live around here. They don't do anything to maintain the property. And it's very difficult to get in touch with them to try to either purchase it from them or whatever. I think that they kind of are concerned, or they're not concerned, actually. What they're doing is they're just thinking that there's no reason to be concerned about it in the neighborhood, that it's not worth putting time and effort into. And so we're trying to go and say, hey, we actually are worth the effort. You know, we're turning things around now, and so it's time to get on board or sell it off.
What do you see as being the opportunities for Spring Grove Village?
Personally, as we look at the city that's renovating, you know, in general, there's the rejuvenation of the urban core, which is fantastic. And I think that there's a lot of appeal to places like Northside or over the Rhine as they're developing. But I think that a lot of people who are wanting to maybe live downtown for transportation ease and all the culture, you might not want to live in an apartment down in over the Rhine. You might want to live in a house with some character where you've got a front and backyard where you don't have business traffic coming through. It's a very quiet. It's an easy place to live with the kids roaming around, and it's very easygoing in that sense. And so I think that you get a little bit of the suburban feel because of the space, but you also are minutes away from everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Spring Grove Village, along the same lines as what we're talking about here, Phil, it calls itself a hidden gem. So how do you think it gains more visibility, and how do you think it gets its message out there?
Well, in truth, it is not easy to create that visibility simply because we do not have a central business district that would require people to drive into the neighborhood. People either go up and down Spring Grove Avenue or up and down Winton Road and see relatively little of the neighborhood. In my case, I moved to Cincinnati in 1973, and very soon I discovered Winton Place because I was making regular trips from Hyde Park, where I lived, to Finneytown, where there was a Greek restaurant that I liked. And going through Winton Place, I discovered a confectionery, where the old gentleman, the old Greek gentleman there, handmade candies and ice cream on a daily basis and was there for many years.
And it's actually their home is the house that we purchased, the people who owned that confectionery. They were very prominent back in their time. They, looking in old newspapers, you know, they were right up there. They said the best ice creams in Cincinnati were Aglamisi's, Grater's, and Christos and Gervakis. So their building is still around the corner, and they have a really nice – the stairs still say Christos and Gervakis all inlaid. It's pretty beautiful.
Yeah, their last redecorating in that place was 1928, and it is absolutely gorgeous.
So what's one thing that each of you would like people to know about Spring Grove Village?
I would say from the perspective of anyone considering it as a place to live, it's just an extraordinarily positive neighborhood. You know, people know each other. They help each other. It's really, oddly enough, for an urban neighborhood, we have a very low crime rate, which we're very pleased with. But it's just a very nice place to live.
And I think that I would say that it's somewhere to be if you're wanting to go places. You're going to be seeing the housing there turning around. You're going to be seeing quite an influx of people. And like I said, it's the easiest to get to everywhere from our neighborhood because you can take Mitchell Avenue. You can get over to the east side easy. You're minutes away from north side. One short trip down 75 or Central Parkway and you're downtown. It's just one of the best located places.
And you've got the cemetery and the arboretum, which are just incredible. Yes. How much, in terms of activities, how much activity revolves around that during the year and events?
Quite a bit. I think I'd say the cemetery is probably the largest draw for our neighborhood. I think that most people who hear about it are familiar with that.
Well, the cemetery also hosts a lot of events within their boundaries. I know I've been on bird watches there, and they have nature walks, and it's such a large area that there is almost a wilderness feel to parts of it. Mm. They've seen red fox over there, coyotes. Interestingly, they had a small herd of goats for the purpose of eating certain weeds. And the goats were being preyed upon by neighborhood dogs that wandered into the cemetery. Apparently, they have dealt with that, but it's just one of the things that they had to deal with.
Yeah, and another attractor is that there are foot gates along Winton Road. So, for instance, I live on McMakin Avenue. I can jog down to the end of the street, cross over Winton, and I'm entered right into the cemetery, and I can go jog. I mean, you can do 5-10 mile jog inside of there.
And I'll confess, my son learned to drive back there.
Yeah.
So, great place, drive around, look at everything, and he was learning to drive a stick at the time. It worked very well.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah, Stephen and Phil, thank you so much for joining me this afternoon.
Thank you for having us.
Yes.
Board member of the Spring Grove Village Community Council, Philip Murphy, and treasurer of the Village Development Corporation, Stephen Mingus.